Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be the approval of the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time? Madam Secretary?
No.
Any member? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve this evening's agenda. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed, motion carried.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County and zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and to be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board will then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we'd request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First case, please.
Case number 11416, Louis J. Travellini, west of Road 347, White's Neck Road, 240 feet south of Road 349, Old Mill Road, tax map ID number 134.8.00420.00, requesting a special use exception for determination in a case of uncertainty for accessory buildings on a vacant lot.
Yes.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Louis Travellini, 31305 Coral Court, Ocean View, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. Yeah.
Thank you. And Mr. Chairman, just as a reminder, this is a continuation, so to speak, from our previous hearing held last month where we determined that the board, the office had put it down as a special use exception. It needed to be re-advertised for the proper special use exception. And what is now being requested for is a special use exception for a determination for an accessory building on a vacant lot.
Okay.
No variance.
Has anything changed on your property since your last time? Anything been added or taken away?
No.
Nothing at all.
I waited for this hearing.
Right. Okay. Right. Are there any further questions from members of the board? We'll start with you, Mr. Mills.
My purpose, and maybe perhaps the others, the only thing that we're hearing tonight is a special use exception and not a variance request.
That is correct, Mr. Mills. Mm-hmm. I know we had discussed at the last one and I'd asked Mr. Lank to look into it to see if a variance, basically what had been applied for, what had been listed on the application before. When I looked at it, it didn't appear to be something that this board could grant. Mr. Lank went back and looked at it and was trying to figure out if a variance or special use exception would be appropriate. And my understanding is that he determined that the section of the code allowing for determination would be appropriate. And that's what he had put in, I believe, on the advertisement for this year.
Mr. Sharp, what we're considering tonight is whether an accessory structure is going to be permitted on a vacant lot, because the ordinance says that you can't have an accessory structure unless you're going to build a home. Is that correct?
There's a
6 months.
There's kind of, there's a part in the our code about whether this board can grant a special use exception, and it's for something that would be kind of covered by another district, and gives the board kind of the flexibility. And that's what Mr. Lank had relied on in looking at this application and looking at the code. So that's what this application has been advertised for. What I think, when this board considers it, I think you need to be specific as to the type of use, and also whether you would want to put any conditions on that, because it is kind of a little more fluid of a definition than what we normally would have, as far as, you know, normally it's something chapter and verse, and this is specific. I think the board needs to be considerate of that when looking at this application, that, you know, maybe there are some limitations that maybe we want to put on it, or some level of specificity about what the use is.
And whether or not it will have a substantial adverse effect.
Absolutely.
On the uses of neighboring adjacent properties.
Absolutely.
Well, this being a new EPA, new things that's been presented to us tonight.
So, Jimmy, it's no variance at all, right?
Correct.
But you got, okay, on my request, I got the special use dropped out. I just got a variance. I'm on. Because of the variance.
Mine has too. Mine's been marked as special use exception.
Special use has been marked out.
Yeah, and it's just got variance.
Mine says special use exception.
Yeah, the.
Mine's marked out.
And then if you look below it.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Sorry.
Okay. We were trying to figure out, Mr. Travellini had presented at the last meeting, and we were trying to figure out how we could fit that within the context of the code, what he was proposing.
Okay.
So I think this is more in line with what he's proposing than what we had previously put on there.
May I say something?
Absolutely.
I think what you're saying, if this land, I mean, it's zone B1, wouldn't I go under the guidelines of the B1 on what the use is?
The what had previously been applied for was a use that was a special use exception that really didn't exist in a B1. It was for, and we were trying to figure out how to accomplish the goals that you wished within the context of the Sussex County Zoning Code. I guess.
So now the question is whether or not the special use exception should be approved in a B1 zoning.
Now that's what you got.
Right. And your job, of course, is to convince us that it will not have an adverse effect on neighboring and adjacent properties.
Well, our last meeting last month, none of the neighbors were here to oppose it, so obviously it kind of fits in with what's there already, daycare center, pole building, and so forth. So, I mean, that's my take on it anyway.
I guess if it would be helpful, Mr. Chairman, if I would be able to ask Mr. Travellini some questions that could perhaps just flush the record out a little bit and make sure that we're all on the same page. Mr. Travellini, the petition that you the application you presented has two structures on there: a proposed garage that's 24 feet by 80 feet, and a garage that's 33 feet by 41 feet. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you are planning to use those for your personal use and not for a business use?
Yes.
And you had indicated previously that the reason you did not want to use it for a business use was because that would require additional permitting from the Department of Transportation that you did not want to go through. Is that right?
Very expensive.
And so this is solely for your personal use, not for others, for your profit?
Yes, absolutely.
And if I recall, you had indicated you also own some of the neighboring properties. Is that correct?
Yes.
Which properties do you own nearby?
The rest of the vacant lots, which are probably 7 or 8.
Do they surround this property?
Pretty much. It's all up. It's all family owned. There's 14 lots zoned for business, and the vacant lots I own, and the family. My daughter owns a daycare center and so forth. So it's all family.
So facing your property from White's Neck Road, do you own the property to the right?
Yes.
The property behind it?
Yes.
Property to the left?
My daughter owns the one next to it, the daycare building.
Okay.
And what are the other uses of the properties? You mentioned a daycare and some vacant lots. Are there any other uses?
There's a pole building there we use for our own personal use.
On this property or another property?
On another lot, on this Village Square property. I want to try to move some of that activity, fixing my cars and everything, to one of these buildings. Storing cars and fixing them.
And you, if I'm recalling correctly, you'd indicate you could not combine this property with other properties that you owned. Is that right?
I could have.
And why did you not do that?
They're subdivided into lots, and I've got each one of the lots designated for my family when I pass on. And I didn't want to gobble up them lots, so to speak, and deter them from achieving a lot.
And you pay individual taxes on all those separate parcels?
Been for years, yes.
If, when you pass away, or whenever you
no longer own
the property, what would this property continue to be used in this fashion?
I don't know. I'll be gone, so
I guess my question is, are you always planning to use this property for personal use and not business use?
I am, yes.
Okay.
You are.
And if we were to put a stipulation as such, that they only be used for the owner's personal property, is there a problem?
If they decide to change, they would come back before the...
No, once we put the stipulation, it can't be used for business.
Ew.
It can only be used for personal property of the owner.
That's it.
If we put that stipulation on it.
Put that stipulation on it.
Hey. One more catch 22 here.
Now I wish I went and used the other lots. So I wouldn't have had no stipulation then if I created 1 acre for these buildings.
Right.
I lost out on that one too.
Well,
you could still combine them.
You still can combine them.
You can still combine it with either the back lot or the side lot.
Yeah. Well, I think the one thing that I would look at, Mr. Mills, is it is zoned B1. So if you were to use those for a business use, I think you would need to notify, and the board would approve it. I think we need to notify the county, because you're going to need different entrances for that, and that may require some things with planning and zoning. That isn't, you know.
That would be fine with me.
Okay.
Or my heirs. But when you said the stipulation goes on there, and that's the end of it.
Well, this board can put conditions on it.
Well, I understand that. But putting conditions on it, then my heirs own the property and they want to open up whatever.
Well, and they could come back.
Well, that's what
I had said that it be changed.
Can I come back, or they come back and request?
Yes.
Of course, you have to go through, as we know, the highway department for entrance, and I wasn't willing to do that because my intent was just for personal use.
Okay.
you had a letter, you had that your intentions are to lease these buildings for businesses in accordance with the regulations pertaining to my B1 zoning.
Yeah, but so I changed.
You changed that now?
Oh, yeah, I had to. When I first went there, they asked me, what are you going to use them for? And I says, I don't know, what different, well, you use it for business or personal? So when they told me what the business, they told me what the business was. Mm-hmm. And then I made my calls, highway department, you know, all the agencies, and I weighed it out, and I just says, that's not really what I want.
Okay, because this was a letter of May the 20th of 14.
Yeah, when I first put buildings there and applied for a building permit, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So your intention was at one time?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For a business.
It would have been a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are these buildings there now?
Yes.
Why?
I think you have the picture of them.
Why?
I had to get them out of there. As I explained before, I got them from Jim's Hideaway. The developer bought the property and had to get them out of there. When they called me, they said he's going to bulldoze the buildings down. You got to get them out of there. So rather than just put them in the field and just lay them there and then have the mover come back again and set them, I told him set right where.
Did you go immediately to planning and zoning? You knew exactly what to do, right?
Yeah, and I did, but I got denied the permit for putting a footer, inspecting the footer.
So you went home there and poured the footers and all before you got permits?
Before I got the approval of the, because I didn't put the footer in. It was so wet when we moved them, I couldn't put no footer in. Do you remember that?
It just surprises me that you did that when you've got all these properties that you tell me you own and you put houses on there and you know the procedure and you went ahead and put it on there before going to
well, yeah, the truth of the matter is it was just too wet to do anything and I had to get them out of there otherwise they were going to bulldoze them down, which they wind up bulldozing the rest of the buildings down.
But you could have had it in process.
Yeah. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
You could have had it in process.
Process.
So is it too wet to come and get a permit?
Oh, no, no.
You've done that before you came here, though, right?
I couldn't get a permit because of the stipulation of accessory buildings on a lot less than an acre.
Right.
I couldn't get a permit.
From the time that you decided to have the buildings put on your property to the time you came into the office, about how much time passed?
Not much time. I was pretty
week,
much.
Month?
Week, month,
I would
two.
Say a week.
A week.
I would say a week.
Okay, and when you went ahead and had the buildings put on your property, you understood that you may have to remove them or tear them down or whatever?
Yes. What I found out was that I would have to take another lot and a half in there in order to be able to do it without coming before the Board of Adjustments.
So
I knew that.
So is your intention now, I assume they've been there a while, I don't know if they're on a footer or not.
No, they're not.
Is your intention now that if it's denied by this board, then you would go ahead and combine lots and keep them?
Yeah, we talked about that last month. I'd have to do that.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
You plan on any difference, say this get turned down, are you going to put the lots together?
I have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, either that or
and next
knock
question
them
is,
down.
You were saying you do car work or old car?
I'm a car collector.
Car collector. So you don't do mechanic work, painting?
No, just my own.
You make it a shop in there for
no,
repairing?
I'm really for storing cars. I have 11 vehicles, classic vehicles.
Okay.
And so I want to keep them there rather than keep them outside like I have been.
What's the other building for? Are both buildings for the same thing?
I would say yes.
For cars?
Well, the one building is narrow. It's 24 narrow, so you can't really drive in and out where the other building is more appropriate. I think I can get 6 vehicles in the other building.
And the other one you're going to do and put cars in the other one too?
Yes. I have 11 of them.
Isn't it, Mr. Secretary, isn't there a limitation to the storage numbers?
Only, I think it's outside, right? It's not it's not considered in the inside of a structure, but outside of a structure.
Outside
right?
The structure.
The
asking about the building.
The building of vehicles.
Number of vehicles, and that's untitled, I believe, or untagged.
Yes, they have to be inside the structure.
Yeah.
Right.
How many buildings allowed, cars allowed in the building?
Four?
Four, 500.
Well, the ordinance states...
I believe it's four.
Untitled.
Oh, gosh, I wouldn't... I hate to think if I wanted to have 10 cars...
There's two outside untitled.
In my garage.
Yeah, what it states, if it's a private garage for more than four vehicles, you have to apply to the board.
For a variance?
For a variance.
For a variance.
Yeah, for a variance, for that.
That's the reason I'm asking that question.
So the garage, it takes six, I just put four in there.
Well, no, it's a special use.
Special use exception.
Special use, yes.
Okay, not a variance, okay.
Special use exception.
So the other 11, seven, then you gotta...
So we're still on a special use then?
Still on special use.
So I guess we should keep that in mind also in the...
Right. That's important.
Okay.
Is it reasonable to say that all 11 cars won't fit in either single building?
Well, the one building's 80 foot long. Am I limited to four vehicles in an 80 foot long building?
Well, even if you could put them side by side, I would think that might hold eight.
Yeah.
Well, it's 80 foot long. What I thought is that I'd pull first one in, second one in, third, fourth, fifth.
Right. Now, my question is, you probably couldn't put 11 in one or the other. You would take more than, you couldn't put 11 in the larger
building.
Probably could.
Good question. Yeah. That was a good question.
It's 80 foot long.
Okay.
And it got,
them going
two
again.
Sides, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I think I could probably put five on one side. Not that it's my intent,
right.
But as we're talking about it, five on this side, five on this side with no problem.
That's not 11.
That's 10.
I'd have to sell one.
I'm just helping. I'm trying to help.
So you collect cars, right?
I do.
So you won't be collecting any more cars then?
Doesn't sound like it.
Well, I'd have to leave them outside at my house.
But you can only leave two outside untitled.
Untitled.
Well,
untagged.
Yeah. So
well, the reason we're saying this, it goes into the record and you understand what's going on.
Oh, yeah, it's good. It's
we want to make sure you do
about
understand
that. Yeah.
So that you're not...
I have six vehicles tagged and insured.
Okay, this is all going to the special use exception. This is all part of the whole package that you're asking for.
I see.
You've been here twice. We don't need you to come back again.
So one more time, back to your letter, where you stated that on the 20th of May that your intention was to lease the buildings for business in accordance with the regulations pertaining to my B1 zoning. What was the reason again that you changed your mind on that? Del Dyer?
I went to the highway department, found out what I had to do for an entrance. What did I do? I called, even the fire marshal, everybody. Well, you know what the procedure is. And by the time I counted it up, I already paid $23,000 to move to one building, $10,000 to move the other. I said, you know, this is just isn't, they're not free buildings anymore. They were free. And so by the time I got done with what we're talking about, the agencies, it was just out of the ballpark. So then I dropped back to personal use, which isn't a bad thing. It limits me to something in the future as we're talking.
You're not a gambler, are you?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I do.
The way you presented this with $23,000 here and this and that without any approval kind of got me bobbing and weaving here and saying...
Well, you get back into a corner. They're going to tear the buildings down.
You can't.
You want them? Oh, yeah. You can't build a building like that for $23,000. It's an $85,000 building. The other one... He just put it on his double wide. I think he said he spent like $35,000 on that one. I'm getting it for just the moving, which is $10,000. So when I weigh it out, I mean, I draw the line, obviously, because I didn't go for the highway department entrance and all that. But I still found it to be a bargain, so to speak. So not a gamble by any means.
Because of that the highway entrance and everything, it's pretty expensive to get that and even get it approved.
Yeah. Well, you know what he said, Wasteneck Road, and you guys might be familiar with it, is not a highway like Route 26 or anything, but it does get a lot of traffic in the summer. with the Tuckahoe Acres Campground, Holt's Landing State Park. And I understood that. I didn't dispute that at all. He says, well, he says, you don't have no side road anymore. I says, well, I know that because I'm there. I watch the cars go by. And that's why I just scratched that idea.
So you said you paid $23,000 for those buildings?
No, no. The $10,000? That one building, $23,000, and $10,000 to move the other. Expert Movers out of Sharptown.
Oh, what's that? You said it was a double wide or a building?
No.
You said something about double car. Wide.
Oh, no. The guy that had the garage.
The smaller building.
Smaller one.
Right.
It was attached to his double wide.
Okay.
He moved the double wide out and gave me the garage.
Oh, he didn't give you the double wide?
He wants $35,000 for that one.
And where's it at?
It's stored. It's just stored.
Stored? Where? Come on now.
Right there on the property. John, not on the lots, just on the property until he disposes of it.
On your property?
Oh, yeah.
But these two buildings?
Just stored there until he sells it.
That you answered my question.
I know. I just asked. I'm not going to.
I mean, because you brought it up, that's why.
Yeah, well.
You mentioned it, so.
Oh, about the double wide.
Yeah, you said double wide. That put another flag up, so I just wanted to know. When you'd answer it, that's all. I just asked the question. So now we got double wide stored.
Double
just
wide, yeah, it's just stored.
But it's on that property with these two other buildings?
No. It's not? Down by the barn.
Oh, down by that barn?
Yeah.
That barn down there is yours on that side? That big barn down there is yours with the double wide stored?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all part of the property.
But it's, okay.
But you've been out there to inspect all.
Oh, I didn't say that. I just asked a question.
Because you know about the barn.
I know about the buildings. But you brought up that double wide. I just want to clarify that.
Yeah, I'm not going to try to hide anything. You guys took pictures. Somebody took pictures of it.
What is the allowance on that? Is that allowed to store?
No, it's not.
No.
Okay. Not temporarily.
Violation right now.
Can I get a permit to store it?
Here we go again. You can't do the fact.
Should have come in though, sir.
Is that on the double wide? Is that on the property that's here about us today?
Not on that lot.
Okay.
It's okay.
On another lot.
On another
square property.
Okay.
It's not on a lot. It's just down the field.
Well,
it's not on. Our question is:
Is it
on the lot in question with these other two buildings? Is it on the same parcel?
Is it on that parcel?
Or is it on a separate, different parcel?
No.
And when you say parcel,
that lot,
not on that lot. No.
Okay.
There's no room on that lot.
It's on another lot that you own.
On a specific lot, just.
Do you own where it's sitting at?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that's, all right.
Well, I'm thinking.
A lot can be 150.
It probably spans two lots.
Okay, well, a lot can be 150 by 300, or it can be 40 acres. Parcel.
Yeah, that's sure. What we're asking.
But when you said parcel, I'm thinking one lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you own the front and the. I'm sorry, Brian.
Go ahead.
You own both the front and back lot, so more than likely it's on the back lot. Is that correct?
Would I be safe in saying
that? I would say it's safe to say it's on the back lot.
The back lot.
On the back lot.
All right.
Sir, this is the picture of it right here. This is not on the same lot right here.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
So this is the same lot then?
Oh, no.
Where's the stock cut off at here?
Right here. These buildings pretty much swallow up that lot.
He owns, so, he owns the one too.
Yeah.
Behind it.
Where that double wide store.
The pictures of it look like it's all the same.
On other lots. Yeah, it does look the same.
Look the same here.
Right.
If you can visualize this lot 108 wide by whatever.
181.
Yeah, there's no more room on there for even what we talked about, a house or.
So it's on J lot. In other words, right? Well, what that picture says, right behind it.
Do you have a plot there? I can pinpoint it.
J lot being the one behind it.
Behind it.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's nowhere. It's way over here.
Oh. Yeah, well, that picture don't show it that way.
I know the picture looks like it, but it's not. It's way over by the barn. I would say two lots over.
Get a picture.
Yeah. Can we pass that picture down? He says way down.
Yeah, nowhere. Well,
but you understand, no matter what parcel it's on, it's there illegally.
Yeah, but the picture does look like it's right there, but it's not.
It would have to be.
It's got to be on I.
Within 50 feet or so of the back of that building, because it appears that an 80-foot building on a 100-foot lot leaves you about in the middle of it would leave you about 50 feet both ways.
Do you have a plot of the whole subdivision there?
It's hard to see, but yes.
That would be.
Okay. It would be more up next to Old Mill Road. It's Waste Neck Road and Old Mill.
Okay.
It's closer to Old Mill Road.
Up towards the corner lots. I got you. So you and your family own at least that half or that end of the block?
Yeah.
Okay.
I conveyed some lots to my granddaughters.
Okay.
Actually, right up there, probably where near the mobile, near the double wide.
Okay.
I conveyed them already.
Oh, yeah. This picture looks like it sits on the lot next door.
Yeah. It does. Yeah. It looks, I looked at it and said, wow.
Back of it.
Address that.
Yeah. No.
But it's not. There's a survey that shows where them buildings are.
No, if that's not the lot that we're talking about, we can't address that. All you have to know is that you better do the right thing.
I'm going to get it out of there. I'm going to tell him move it. I got his buildings already, so get your mobile out of there.
Back to what we're here for.
Mr. Travellini, in summary, it's your intention to use these buildings personally for more than four vehicles, not to be doing any type of work or repairs and so forth. And given that use, you don't feel that would have a substantial adverse effect on the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm quite certain.
Mr. Rudd, do you have any further?
No further questions.
Mr. Martin? No. Mr. Trapp, do you have anything else?
No, I don't.
Okay. Right, and hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 11,416 under advisement.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 11,416 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the reason been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,416 is taken under advisement. Now, what that means, sir, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Okay. Next case.